When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.net. Don't have time to read anymore, but you want to be up on the latest books? Tired of listening to audiobooks being read by some boring nerd? That's where Audible.net comes in. Download the latest books read to you by top NFL quarterbacks. With Audible.net, you will always be in the red zone when it comes to literature. And use promo code TOMSGOTFRIENDSPOD to get a free download. Audible.net. It's a pigskin for your brain. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. So you got the intro wrong again. I've got to say I'm thrown. It's me, my friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the show, and we are going to go through another episode of Friends. We're going through them all one at a time, one episode at a time. And let's get to it. Let's meet the Friends. Thanks for listening, everybody, here on Meet the Friends. Meet my friends, the Friends. The Friends Recap Podcast. My name's Tom Sharpling again. I'm sorry if I was a little distracted and still am distracted. Once again, a no-show from Engineer Jason after last week's explanation. I'm just really thrown by it. But today's episode is called The One with the Boobies, and it was written by Alexa Young and directed by Alan Meyerson, and this one aired on January 19th, 1995. Chandler accidentally walks in on Rachel after a shower and sees her topless, leading to a series of shower peepings throughout the episode. You have Rachel tries to respond in kind and tries to crash in on Chandler. When he's in the shower, but ends up seeing, I forget who she sees, Joey, and then Joey tries to respond and sees Monica, and then Monica, yeah, so, it's funny, though. Phoebe's got a new boyfriend, who's a psychiatrist, his name's Roger, and he, keeps analyzing the group and makes everybody feel bad about themselves. Have, Joey finds out his dad has been having an affair, and Joey, the father's staying with Joey for a little bit, and Joey insists his father either breaks it off or confesses to mom. And that's what that episode's about, and this is, yeah. This one is a fun one, fun in the way it's got a lot of, it's got like a Three's Company vibe running through parts of it in terms of the shower stuff of this. So you have Chandler seeing Monica, seeing her her chest, and then seeing Rachel in her chest, and then Rachel seeing Joey in the shower naked, and then Joey sees Monica, and then Monica ends up opening the shower across the hall and to see Joey in the shower as payback, and it's Joey's father. Phoebe's boyfriend is played by Fisher Stevens, who is somebody I have a strange aversion to. Don't trust his look. But I got to do some ad before I get into that. Today's show is brought to you by Audible.net. Books, books, books. So many books, but so little time. That's why audiobooks are the way to go for the busy person looking to get a little literature into their life. And that's why you need to go to Audible.net. They've got hundreds of thousands of audiobooks ready for download on any of your devices. But it's also so boring when you listen to an audiobook and some NPR-sounding pinhead is reading it, so they're in their squeaky, weak voice. You want to fall asleep? This is where Audible.net comes in. They call an audible on the audiobook industry by hiring only NFL quarterbacks to read their audiobooks. So go on over to audible.net and get to it. For example, you can listen to Fire and Fury inside the Trump White House, read by Brock Osweiler, or check out Trevor Noah's new book, Born a Crime, read by Jets legend Joe Namath. Or listen to Elvis Gerback read Ready Player One, soon to be a Steven Spielberg-directed motion picture. And get a free download by using promo code TOMSGOTFRIENDSPOD. Audible.net, it's a pigskin for your brain. And Audible.net is not affiliated with Audible.com. Any similarities are coincidental. So this episode, yeah, there's a lot of... Actually, let me bring the phone line up here. I'm in the Best Show studio, and I usually don't get calls during this because we don't take calls on this show. Let's go here. Hello?
Oh, yeah, Tom, hold on one second. This will be California Army. We're going to get that without authorization. And then we can get the authorization on the side with the friendly way for the show, right? Okay, cool. Hey, Tom, it's Jason. I'm all yours.
This is Jason.
Yeah, what's going on?
Engineer Jason, what's going on is you're not here.
Well, I called in.
Okay.
So, I'm here. Let's do
you're not here. You're supposed to be. Your name is Engineer Jason on the show. Engineer. Are you engineering remotely?
Sure. Is the board working?
Yeah, the board is working, and I'm the one moving all the knobs on it. And
great, we're doing good then.
No, I'm doing good here. You're not here. You're not doing your job. Where are you?
Hold on one second. Yeah. Okay, it's fine if it doesn't have avocado. Cool. Thanks. Back to you, Tom. All yours.
Where are you?
I'm at Billy's for brunch.
Billy's.
Yeah, it's the hottest brunch spot in New York City right now.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's really distracting, and it's really rude of you to call, thinking that that was equivalent to what I'm trying to do here with the show, that you being on the phone is the same as you being in studio.
I'm still part of it. I mean, saving grace, I'm here.
Wait, what was that?
The saving grace is here. Let's do a show.
Oh, so you're quoting that AV Club review.
Yeah. You remember clearly when Alex called me the saving grace of the show.
Yeah, you're the same. So you get mentioned in one dumb review in a throwaway sentence later. A review that savages me. Mm-hmm. So if you think you're the saving grace to follow the logic of that, then you clearly think I suck.
Well, I'm sorry, my friend Rachel, which is very funny, that it's a friend's podcast, my friend Rachel just said something funny. What did you say, Tom?
I was saying that if you're going to build so much importance out of that this review said you're the saving grace, then you're also saying that the review's legitimate because it said then it means that I suck because that's what the review
said.
No, I'm not
saying the other part was legitimate. I'm just saying it's funny. Remember, it says the saving grace. So I'm here.
Yeah.
So what episode are we doing?
What episode am I doing? Have you seen any of them?
Not yet.
So what does it matter which one I'm doing?
Well, I'm I'm part of the show. I do care.
Well, look. Okay, I'm going to do a little bit more of the show. You can stay on in the background.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, Fisher Stevens is in the episode. He plays a shrink, and I'm never nuts. For some reason, he's got a whole thing that makes me uncomfortable. That's a personal thing. Conversely, Joey's dad is on it, and he's good. And oh, that's so distracting.
What?
All the noise in the... Hold on, I'm potting it way down.
I think the register's going off or something.
Okay, well, just shut up for a second. So, Joey's mom is played by Brenda Vaccaro, is a nice turn. And seeing the stuff with Joey and his parents is great. And the Rachel stuff is funny with the boobies. And, yeah. And it's time for a friend's first. Hey, yeah. You're over at Billy's. We don't have the sound effect for friend's first yet, do we?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I guess I don't. But I'll just go friend's first.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Billy's?
Have I ever been to Billy's? No.
Yeah.
It's good.
It seems like a place you would love.
Yeah, well, I've been too busy doing this.
Mm. You gotta make time for yourself, Tom.
Yeah, okay. And you know what you have to do is make less time for yourself and make time for your commitments.
Oh, I'm committed. I'm here. I wouldn't have called in if I wasn't committed.
Yeah, okay. So, friends first, Joey's parents, Robert Costanzo as dad, and Brenda Vaccaro as mom. And I think that also might be a friend's last. I don't think Joey's parents come back at any point during the entire run of the show. Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun friends fact.
Robert Costanzo and Lee Garlington, who plays Joey Sr. and Ronnie, the woman that his father's having an affair with, both appear as an on-screen couple on this show, and they also go on to play another on-screen couple 9 years later as Annette and Paul D'Angelo. The parents... Will you shut up? Shut up! Quiet. You can't even step outside Billy's to talk to me.
You want me to step outside?
No, just hold on. Just try to be quiet. So, 9 years later, they play Annette and Paul D'Angelo, the parents of Will Truman's boyfriend, Vince, on an episode of Will and Grace. And the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
So, this is after Chandler sees Rachel topless. Everybody's navigating through this. Ross says, all right. We're all adults here. There's only one way to resolve this. Since you saw her boobies, I think you're going to have to show her your pee-pee. Chandler says, you know, I don't see that happening. And then Rachel goes, come on, he's right. Tit for tat. And then Chandler says, well, I'm not showing you my tat. Rank the episode. This is a good one. 8 friends out of a possible 10. A lot of good stuff from Joey on this one. And you can say that his character has all but completely matured past his sleazy hoodlum roots at the first episodes. He's lovable now. And to rank the friends, Joey... Hold on, I want to listen to some of this. Joey, Rachel, Phoebe, Monica, Ross, and back again in the cellar, Chandler.
And that was just perfect. It's going to be more. It's just
what are you talking about?
Nothing, Tom. My friends here are big Best Show fans. We were just talking about the Best Show.
Oh, yeah, sure. How come I don't believe that? But are you going to be here in the studio for the next show?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, well, then on that, I say to all of you, thanks for listening to the friends. Meet
hey,
my
hey,
friends.
Tom, I got to go.
Oh, you've got to go. Goodbye. Meet my friends of friends. Thanks for listening. We will be back with another episode. And let's keep talking friends, huh? Thanks for listening, and thank you very much. Goodbye.